Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. FDA is preparing a pilot program intended to accelerate early-stage clinical trials, a move with potential implications for biopharma development timelines, U.S. trial competitiveness, and capital allocation decisions across the sector. Federal health officials say the effort could reduce development timelines by 6 to 12 months. The announcement came alongside an opinion piece from HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in which he argued that China has surpassed the United States in early-stage clinical trials and that clinical trials attract investment, scientific talent, and infrastructure that underpin broader innovation leadership. The program, called Operation Trailblazer, will pair drug sponsors with qualified research institutions, apply a more phase-appropriate review approach for early-stage studies, and allow for a reduction in late-stage trial requirements when confirmatory evidence can be provided alongside at least one high-quality study. It also incorporates tools such as AI, human cell-based models, and real-world data. The 6 to 12-month reduction would be meaningful if realized broadly, particularly for biotech companies whose runway is tied to milestone-driven financing. Though the timeline benefit should be treated as a policy objective until the pilot demonstrates results. Next, a new commentary from market access professional Manasi Salgaonkar argues that class of trade classification, the process by which manufacturers identify and categorize their customers to determine pricing and contract eligibility, is quietly becoming one of the hardest problems in commercial operations. Four forces are driving the challenge: healthcare consolidation, the rise of specialty pharmacy, the spread of integrated delivery networks, and advances in data and analytics technology. Together, they are multiplying both the number of customer entities a manufacturer must resolve and the financial consequences of getting any one of them wrong. The stakes are high. The 340B program reached a record $81.4 billion in discounted purchases in 2024. The first 10 Medicare negotiated prices under the Inflation Reduction Act took effect January 1st, and a 2024 Medicaid drug rebate program rule ties specific prices to specific eligible entities, making accurate customer classification a precondition for compliance, not just good operational hygiene. Finally, pharmaceutical executives spoke with Kyle Smith, President and Chief Operating Officer of Aprecia Pharmaceuticals, about DARPA's Equip a Pharma program and its role in incentivizing the reshoring of pharmaceutical manufacturing. Smith explained that the program, now transitioning to a partnership with Asper, is encouraging the development of rapid domestic manufacturing platforms for both active pharmaceutical ingredients and finished dosage forms, with an initial focus on products that appear on the drug shortage list. Whether driven by tariffs, international affairs, or market conditions, supply chain vulnerabilities have pushed key products onto shortage lists, and the federal government is responding by offering investment incentives to bring the manufacturing back to U.S. soil. Aprecia itself operates as a fully U.S.-based manufacturer using 3D printing technology to produce medications across a range of dosages, a model that has taken on new strategic relevance as domestic production becomes both a policy priority and a competitive differentiator. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.